Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening to all the peoples in the east and the west and the north and the south. Good evening to those who are going to testify to the ancient truths of onion madness and pickle cream sapphire chicken love. It is February the 25th, 2023. Can you believe it? Every day passes and everything feels wonderful. We are the collective gambit. We are passing through the gastrointestinal system of the cosmos. Every stage, the existential flora, decay, our pain, and our love, and our hate, and our ignorance, and it becomes the stoolpipe grease that circulates around the loin. Yeah, it is February the 25th, 2023, almost 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Utah. All the animals are going to sleep. All the farmers are eating dinner. All the farm wives are spending time alone with something special they keep in their dresser drawer. Yes, how many times will you be scammed and conned and grifted? How many more elections are you going to vote in, baby? You're excited to vote for Trump in 2024, Boblimpdoc? How many times will you wait up late at night to see some rocket ship head to the fucking stars? How many times will you hunt the flesh of the world? All scared and red, all gushy. You tear out the insides. You drink it all up. How many times will you lie trembling in your own gooey minctus? How many women will turn on you? Will turn on you, baby. They'll turn on you. How many women will turn on you and leave you begging, leave you nagging, leave you broke, leave you sad in some alley someplace, dreaming of a kind of revenge that involves Campbell's soup cans and Andy Warhol? How many time worms will wriggle in your belly, seeking escape? But you are the eternal seal, and you won't allow any time to change until the time comes. How many times will I venture into the spirit mind, while observing nothing and being wrought by that terrible inner pain and existential gastric infection? How many times will I fall in love with a hooker style, a hooker style lover, only to be dumped someplace scary, someplace nasty, in the darkness, with only one thing left to me, a terribly, you know, incurable genital crab's infection as a persistent and unholy reminder? How many times? How many times will the water fall from the waterfall until the water is gone? And we're falling for fake water being sold by the fallen ones. Fallen angels selling us fake water. What shitheads. Fuck you, fallen angels. How many wars will be waged? Will we writhe as mud bunnies in the forbidden zone, eating rat pastry and watching our gums bleed, infatuated with the end times instead of living with the greasy green sprouts of woolly-headed thinkery and cokehead optimism? How many urinal cakes must I eat? Will I forever wander from one Circle K bathroom to another Circle K bathroom, looking for that tasty, waxy, nasty thing blended in the patina of urine coarseness and fast time lovemaking at trucker style in the alley? How many fucking times? How many times will I watch some Netflix sci-fi fantasy limited series produced ostensibly by some Nordic craphead, but with English dubbing that sort of works and it avoids being labeled ching-chong racist because of the surreal nature of the plot and how it's confusing? Fuck this bullshit, man. Fuck this Nordic sideways. Fuck the Swedish racism. It doesn't look you in the eye. How many times will I lay awake, frustrated with the gods, seeking a kind of soul vengeance that is only allowed to true warriors of the Chieftain clan that hunt the old beast near the ravine where you dumped the body of that hooker last summer and your dog told you to do it? How many times? How many times will they shut off the electricity based on the reasoning that I can't pay? And I don't have no job for the simple fact that I stole money from the owner of the restaurant while she was wrapped around my man pipe in the ladies' room, and it felt bad and rough and sandy. How many times will fuckers say good morning? Good morning. Good morning. What the fuck is wrong with you? How many fucking time? How many times? Yes, how many times will fuckers say good morning? Are you afraid of the night? Do you not sense the coming dawn, ripe with dark and greasy demons? All of which are there to hector you, down the street of failure, until there is nothing left inside except good fucking morning. Good morning, fucker. Good morning. How many times will my lover shove potatoes up my butt? Does she know this is hurtful? Does she know that I have feelings? I could have taken that job, hunting wild grizzly, eating and foraging, off the scraps of broken worlds, but you are my tormentor, Miss Potato Head, and why? How many times will I be chased down the streets by mobs of angry villagers? Upset that I ate all their chickens and stole all their eggs and live like a hairy wild man making love in their fields to busty ladies with little regard for vaginal cleanliness or keto-style paleo diets? How many times? Seems like every fucking day now, fucker. How much water really, God? Why must I keep drinking it? I drink some, I think I'm done, and then I'm thirsty again. Who thought up this bullshit? Why must I keep drinking water? Is there no end to this madness that eats on me, baby? That tears me up like some untreated STD burning in my groin, leaving only sadness. How many times? Fucker, fucker, fucker. Oh, how many fucking times? How many times do I have to stand there and listen to her talk, talk, talk? How many times must I sit in that fucking chair? She'll talk about canning, putting carrots in jars and meat in jars, preparing preserves of apple and strawberry and jism. I can go kill some guy and feel better about it than all this let's put shit in jars, wasteoid witch beast. I'm tired of it. How many more times? How many more times? How many more fucking times will the alien show up at 2 a.m., all smiley and gray, to shove a metal probe up my anus? And for what I say, science? Are they the dumb aliens that build starships, but also have a keen interest in the shit tunnel? Thank you. Come on, baby. It hurts down there. It's butt rape. They're not helping you. They're not making indigo children. They're not giving you secrets. They don't want to take you home. They're just here to rape your asshole. And how many more fucking times are you going to put up with that shit, baby? How many screams will be heard once the great Sasquatch apocalypse begins? Will those grand beasts, standing 12 feet tall, come streaming out of the hills to ravage our busty women and steal our craft beer and our catalytic converters? And what will come of this once the Wookiee is finished? What will come of this once Bigfoot is done? Will he burn our cities to the ground? Will he put on our brand new suits? Will he drive a special Tesla? Will they keep Elon Musk alive? How many more more memes about doddering old presidents falling downstairs and then going crazy and taking on the flavor of human stink flesh as the tasty obsession that drives that old shithead to hunt long pig in the streets of Washington, D.C. while the Secret Service helps him with this how much longer? Don't you get bored? How many years until the sky turns black as blood in the darkness? How many years until the Skyhawk shaman brings back the light and cures the crotch rot in our hearts? How many measly pieces of jingo fries do we get at dinner if we finish eating the monkey pigs and the gerbils? How many drinks of whiskey in that nasty bar off of Greenkin Avenue? Where your main squeeze hooked up with Larry and went back to his apartment so that Larry could ream her rightly. And you're left drinking wild turkey all alone with the stink of cigarettes and stale beer, all salty, wafting through the fucking air. Larry's banging her. Larry took your woman. You are a cuckold. You are drinking all alone. How many more times? How many more times? How many times will people create new online dating accounts only to be fooled by the first or second "wow, you look cute" message before the fees kick in? And you know she says she lives a 3-day drive away, but she really cares and thinks it would be great if you could meet. How many more fucking times? How many more monkey people must die before the 12th Coop War ends and all the last jizz priests completed their forsaking of wave oils and meat nuggets? But you're too slow and the killer whale bites off your nuts, so you can't just drive to Burger King and get some chili now, can you, motherfucker? How many more fucking times? How many times must I explain to people that I don't really believe in aliens? And if you are being visited late at night by some special being, a being that seems to have a purpose, or I already told you, how much more butt raping can you take? How is it we are still here breathing? Should we not be stuck in that strange zone of forgetful bliss sauce? Are we not the horned emperors that once ruled over the deserted shire? Once the shit princess gave up her amulet and all the orcs set about impregnating her greasy poop chute. How many times? And is it not our fate to be beaten? Like the old-timey black and white style takedowns, where Humphrey Bogart pulls out his 1911 and pistol whips you until your face is mashed in and their brains all strewn about, but he doesn't care because he just finished off an 8-ball of coke, and Humphrey Bogart on coke really doesn't fucking care. Whilst we delve so deeply into the font of despair that our only escape is to brew crocodile with Tracy once she gets off her shift at the strip club, and you don't ask her about that whitish goo on her bra because that's not the basis of a trusting relationship, buddy boy. How many more times? How many more fucking times? I ask you, dear Lord, how many more fucking times? How many more times must I sit here, dear Lord, with my sores and scabies? Will I lance the boil with this dirty steak knife and smell the pus once it's done? Can there be a greater hell than that ditch we dig for ourselves and our dying stripper wives? Do you feel me? You trapped in time, living like a slave, covered in shit. Do you hear me? You time freak, waiting for something to come along and kill you. And this is it. This is it, the nature of time, the infinite complaint. A forever kiss from a pale-skinned mistress as she lay there, all swollen and frosty, looking for loin grease, waiting for that loin grease to sally forth and warm the cudgels of your heart. Time is a whore named Sheila. and she has crabs. Time is a prostitute. Her name is Sheila, and she has genital crabs. Time is a whore. She'll pick you up. She'll charge you money. She'll leave you dead, and you will be forgotten. The sand will blow away. The years will pass, and that hooker queen named Sheila, she'll smile as everything you built turns to nothing. How many times? How many more times, brothers and sisters, do we get suckered in? How many more times do we wait for a savior if it's not Jesus Christ? How many more times do we imagine ourselves as warrior princesses and barbarian kings making love like Schwarzenegger in that Conan movie? If you listen to this podcast and you like it, you can donate to it. There's a PayPal link in the information zone. I have changed the format recently to make the podcast shorter. I suppose 30 minutes is still long for a lot of people. But if you like the podcast, you can donate. If you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, if you've taken care of the people you love and care about, if you, while prepping and loading up your basement with food, remember to stockpile some pet food. And if you've done all these things and taken care of your bills, and if you're feeling comfortable about it, then yeah, go ahead and donate to the podcast if you like it. If you think it's crap, you don't have to. There's no requirement. And even if you like it, you don't have to donate. These are tough times. You know, I talk about it because it's true. I know a lot of people have a hard time with this concept because if you admit that other people are in trouble, you have to admit that you too could be in trouble. This is the hard thing about trying to be sympathetic and understanding and to engage with others who are not doing so well, is that the person in pain, the person who is poor, the person that's sick, is a reminder that, you know, life doesn't always work out as expected. It doesn't mean life's hell. It doesn't mean it's all bad. It doesn't mean everything is a lie. But be smart, motherfucker. There are a lot of lies out there right now masquerading as truth. A lot of gaslighting going on. A lot of people trying to tell you you're wrong when your heart and your mind and your spirit and probably even the Holy Spirit and Jesus are telling you you're right. So yeah, not everything's a lie. But we live in an age of deception. And it is appropriate and rational and intelligent to ask questions. For Saturday night, February the 25th, 2023 Bo Blimp Doc. It's almost 8:30 p.m. and I'm sure you're with your special lover. Touching her. Massaging her. Caressing her. Making love. Repeatedly in reciprocating motion. So have a good time doing it as many times as you can. Good night.